المرسلين نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد, brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Our topic of focus is going to be on career woman, the Islamic way, or the working woman. What do we have to say concerning woman working? But let me start with this. Some will be saying, well, if you get married without work, the husband dies, he leaves with children. Okay. Then I was making a kind of a response. I said, well, is it because only the men that die? Why are you pushing the death on the men? If he dies, what if she dies as well? Allah says, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Each and every soul shall taste the death. Or some would be saying, well, she has to work in order to supplement the meager income of the husband. Some would say, well, I just want to bring into focus my God-given intellectual ability. There are many instances. Some will be telling you, well, with my degree, how can I leave my paper to rust away like this? Now, but in Islam, it is not what you feel, what you think, what you assume, what you presume that should be taken into consideration. It is what Allah the Almighty says. According to Imam al-Sakhawi, he says, الحسن ما استحسنه الشرع والقبيح ما استقبحه الشرع. What is good is what the Sharia says is good. What is bad is what is declared bad by the Sharia. Not according to your own whims and caprices, your commonsensical rendition. It is the Sharia that determines everything. Woman to work. Woman really works. No woman in Islam that doesn't work. No woman in Islam that does not work. But the only difference is the nature of the work and the meaning of the very word work. Mark you, woman is the mother. Woman is the first teacher of the child. So she is the teacher of the humanity. Woman is the child bearer. Woman is the breastfeeder. Woman is the caretaker, so to say. Woman is the custodian of the home front. Anybody without woman to take care of his home front is a miskin. Miskin min al-masakin. That is why the Quran says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. In Surah Al-Rum, it is part of Allah's signs that He has created women from your own ribs, from your body. لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. So as to find comfort with them. So no comfort for the one without woman. So she has responsibility. If you see any great scholar, he is born of woman. Anybody that has benefited the society has been born by a woman. So woman has a work given to her by the Almighty. But unfortunately, we want to narrow our mind to assume work is only what some people have said is work. But preserving her chastity, trying to properly upbring her children, is not a good work? If not because of that, you wouldn't have been given birth to. But according to the changing pattern of life, white-collar job came and the woman has to also work, especially he has acquired Western education, he has to work to complement the meager resources that come into the house. So in Islam, work in the office as a career woman can be classified into three categories. Number one, There is a work that purely deals with women, or generally, preponderantly speaking, like the issue of women being sick, women needing to be attended to. In that case, there is need for the women really to go and study the kind of knowledge that will give them the opportunity to take care of their women counterparts. An example, none of us will find it good that his wife is being looked into or being undressed, a'udhu billah, by a male counterpart just on the account of her being sick. If it is a darura for him to see her, then it is darura for her sister to go and study that very medicine and let her see her than a man seeing her. So because of this, it becomes necessary in that case for our Muslim women to go and study medicine with this intention at the back of their heart and mind. That is number one. Number two, there is kind of work that doesn't even need her appearance there. For example, she can just remain in her office without coming into contact with anybody. She can give her orders. If there is such a system in a place working, then she can participate in this kind of working without coming into intermingling with opposite sex. I hope this is clear. Like what? Let's assume there is a parastatal of a government that says your job is just to remain in your office. Just give order. And there are other people that will come and collect your order. And these people, according to the system, are not allowed even to come into contact with you face to face. If a system like this does exist, if, and maybe you'll tell me, well, it's not existing here. But we have to say it, because the possibility of it being in existence is very clear. Number three, the kind of job that she does having to do with teaching women or children in schools, purely girls' school. If we say girls have to go and study medicine, we are talking about, and there are schools open for them with boarding facilities, then equally you need matrons, women like them, take care of them. Because as girls, there are issues that will come up that pertain to them exclusively. Menstrual cycle, for example. Okay? The imagining and the appearances of things that will indicate reaching the age of poverty. Things like this. And especially we need educated women to counter the campaign on the so-called sex education, which is an act of irresponsibility, rascality, and lack of morality. So in the light of this, you cannot deny the reality of a woman walking, but the type of walking, its nature, its scope, its capabilities, and the like. But tell me, you're talking about a woman walking, she has to appear on the screen of a television, as an example. Okay? Laughing, smiling to the viewers, with her ornament in the name of, that is how the system of the costume says. If you want to appear a newscaster, you have to appear gorgeous. You have to appear smart. Okay. In the process of being smart, Satan outsmarts you. Because tell me, Allah says, وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا. Women should not reveal their beauties, their ornaments, except that which has become naturally revealed. A woman is walking, for example, in a place like this, where she has to expose her beauty. She has to be laughing. Or she's a secretary in one store. Or she's personal assistant to one MD. Leaving her husband, her children, leaving her home to go to the office of Oga And he will be even telling her, why are you late today? Yes, sir. And because I was late trying to kind of prepare breakfast for my husband. He tells her, choose between your husband or your work. Ha. What happens? And she begins to be talking, and I'm sorry, sir, I'm sorry. No, it's not a matter of sorry. Choose between your marriage or your work. Things like this are there in the name of working. Now, there are a lot of challenges. If a woman goes to the work, number one, the work, its nature should be such a one that it becomes compelling for her to be in that very work. Otherwise, nobody can take place, can take her place. And number two, there are no competent men to handle the issue. And number three, when she goes out for her work, she should know she has to appear in a proper Islamic appearance. The Prophet ﷺ in a hadith of Al-Bayhaqi has said, the best of your women are those who are loving and who bear children, and they obey their husbands, and they are helpful to their husbands. The worst of your women, listen, are the kafiyat ariyat. They are those, even though they have worn clothes, but they are naked. And according to the culture of working system of today, appearing smartly is part of the culture. So I don't know how you can combine between pleasing Allah and pleasing the culture of your work. The choice is your own. And you remember, you are finally going back to Allah. And the work is going to come to an end, and you're going to face the big work of answering questions by the time people have thrown you into a grave. No enemy or God will be there to stand for you. So you have to choose between trying to bring this excuse, and you have to be realistic. Yes, I am realistic. I realize there is need for you to go and walk, but you too should realize there is need for you to prepare for the final journey. Because even a time will come when they will no longer need in your working place. You are grown. You become old cargo. They just push you aside. You become pensioner, miskina, and finally you die. So you tell Allah, you see, Allah, because I have been working, that is why. Yeah. Is it the answer you're going to give Allah? So we're only trying to be realistic. Let's try to live according to the teaching of our deen, to the best of our ability. You are a working woman. Abruptly, they ask you to be in a committee. You undertake a visit to a different town, not your town, where your husband is. And you are given an accommodation, a hotel room. Next door is somebody's husband. Maybe he's your ogre. He knocks at you. Come, I want to see you. Can you resist it? You can't. In the name of, you are a career woman. A sister once, after a lecture, asked me, well, Mala, I am a judge, she told me. And when I come out, are you saying I should just come out without using perfume? Because I have to use perfume. She was trying to, I don't know whether she was asking me or whether she was trying to make me know, I understand. I said, no, my sister, I'm trying to tell you what I know of Allah's rules and regulations. Using perfume and going out for the same person to be smelled is an act of disobedience. It's an act of rebellion against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And any woman that uses perfume and she goes out and it is smelled, the sin of adultery is recorded against her, and of fornication. So, if I told you how to go, look at the hadith. The worst of women are those, even though they wear, but they are naked. And they are mutabarrijat, they do tabarruj. Tabarruj means just coming out anyhow, trying to draw the attention of women through your clothes. Nudity. And in most of our working places today, at the federal, state, and even local level, there are these instances of this act of disobedience of Allah. In the name of working. Now, we either choose going by the ethics of the working place, or we should remember We are not self-created. We have been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He did create us for a purpose. And the purpose is there. And we should remember. And our days have been numbered, have been recounted. And finally, we are going to meet the Almighty. So, there is this issue of appearance. Similarly, there is the issue of a woman after coming back from a working place, maybe she is worn out. I mean, she is exhausted. She is tired. And her husband may be interested in meeting her, taking her to the bed, for example. There are chances of a woman saying, no, please, I'm tired. Now, she spends her night, he spends his night, she is earning Allah's condemnation. In hadith, if a man invites his wife to his bed, she refuses, she spends her night receiving Allah's anger, Allah's curses, Allah's condemnation, Allah's excommunication because of that. What caused this? Walking. So until we as Muslim Ummah come and look at these issues critically, yes, we need the works of our sisters, most especially in the areas we have mentioned. We need them. But at the same time, we should not, in our struggle to get jobs, and forget that we are Muslims, and forget that we have amana. Our eyes are a trust. Our hands are trust. Our legs are trust. Our private parts are trust. And Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَخُونُ اللَّهِ وَتَخُونُ الرَّسُولُ لَا تَخُونُ اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولُ وَتَخُونُوا أَمَانَاتِكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. O you who believe, don't become dishonest concerning the trust given to you. And you become dishonest to Allah and the Messenger and to the trust given to you. So by the time a woman goes out shaking hands, that is the big challenge again. Because the more you grow in your career work, the more the chances of becoming away from Allah are there. For the first time you are a worker in your office, maybe you are so shy, you are modest. Day in, day out, you intermingle, you begin to throw away all this culture, all those beliefs. Such as one day somebody shakes your hand. It's no longer reprehensible. You no longer look at it as something bad. Because day in, day out. Okay? You extend your hand. You find yourself, you are not even extending the hand. Previously, you wouldn't make the hand. You wouldn't give it. Even if somebody did give you his hand, withdraw. Please, I'm a Muslim, sir. And now because you don't want to be looked down upon, maybe they call you extremist, maybe. Extremist. Whereas, they are the real extremist. Anybody telling you being extremist, why don't you ask him? If I'm extreme, according to you, in trying to obey Allah, you too are extreme in trying to obey Satan. That's all. I'm extreme, you say. I say, obey Allah. But you want us to disobey Allah. That's why you are so extreme. You have gone to the point of doing everything, even calling people on the right way extreme, because it's the word passed on to you by some people who care to give us like this. So let's come to our senses and understand that trying to please Allah is the ultimate goal of all believers. And we do this according to our ability. We are not claiming to be perfect. So you can see, this is also one of the things that happen. Now, not only that, the career today, or the civil service today, or the working generally, today, there are many instances of corruption. You see, giving flimsy contract. Okay? Overinflating the rate of the contract. Are you ready to do this in the name of worker? People working under you, there are chances of sitting on their own right and remunerations. Because you take the amount of the money, the pay for the junior workers, to open an account to maximize profit. You are a woman. Are you ready to do all this in the name of working? There is possibility of coming to the office very, very late and departing much earlier than the schedule. And each and every single kobo you have taken unduly has to be accounted for on the day of Al-Qiyamah. All these instances, they are there, abundant. Okay? In our offices, working place, and the rest. So in short, in Islam, as you have heard, Muslim woman can walk, and she should not worry. Because there are some people are saying, it is because of this, some are saying, the Muslim women are backward, that Islam does not allow them to walk. We say, no, the answer to this is that it's because you fail to understand the meaning of walk. People talking like this fail to understand, trying to please Allah, our creator, our nourisher, our cherisher, our sustainer, is the ultimate goal. Not the work that earns for you monthly salary. Okay? But some materialistic women that have been brainwashed, agent of Satan, prefer to obey Satan even to the point of being naked, a'udhu billah, in the name of getting job. So you can understand the Muslim woman is not backward, but she is upward. She is emancipated, she is developed, she is progressive, not retrogressive, courtesy of her total obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who tells you? Going for Western education, walking, implies necessarily parting way with Islam. Who tells you this? You can be a lecturer with your hijab. You can be a classroom teacher with your hijab. In your office, you have your carpet and you pray your duha and nafila. Who tells you ilm imboko necessarily makes you to become disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No. That is incorrect. Finally, in Quran chapter 33 verse 35, Allah has mentioned 10 beautiful qualities and epithets. Wherever a man is mentioned, woman is mentioned simultaneously. Allah says, "Inna al-muslimina wal-muslimat, wal-mu'minina wal-mu'minat, wal-qanitina wal-qanitat, wal-sadiqina والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشئات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات. Then Allah says والذاكرين الله كثيرا. How many times? 10. والذاكرة. Then Allah says أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. Check your Quran, Surah Al-Ahzab, chapter 33, verse 35. The point is, wherever a man is mentioned, woman is mentioned, to tell you, if you want to achieve these beautiful qualities and they are achievable, obey Allah. Whether a lecturer, a housewife, a full-time farmer, whatever, don't tell me you are working because you are a career woman, or you are a legal luminary, or a political whatever, that gives you chance to disobey Allah. Finally, the work is going to come to an end. Finally, you are going to be retired. Finally, you are going to die. Finally, you are going to be bathed, to be shrouded, to be taken to the mother earth, to be dumped there. Then you tell Allah, Allah, I was a worker. That is why I didn't get married. Okay? Can you tell him that? Be careful. On this note, we have to come to the end of this program. May Allah guide us aright. May Allah provide good works for all of us, such that the work that will not allow us to distance ourselves from our primary responsibility of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the life is not ours, the chances are not ours. We are here for a purpose, and the purpose is to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On behalf of my good cameraman, Brother Adam, and the producer of the program, I, the presenter, from these blessed mosque of ours, the Sahaba from Kundila House and Islam in Kano, through NTA Kano, saying to you, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. We'll meet next time, same station. Until then, Assalamu alaikum once again.